Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow come? Why does my heart feel low, oh Lord, and low? For heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Yeah. Is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to One Word from the Lord. I'm your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao.
And I'm Pastor Joseph Rao,
founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, tweet them, Facebook them, do what you do to let them know that we're on the line tonight. We're going to have a Holy Ghost good time.
Hallelujah.
God still does miracles. Miracles do happen.
Yes.
If you believe, miracles do happen. There's no reason for you to be discouraged. There's no reason for you to be lonely. If he watches over the sparrow, I told a story about the squirrel one time, how we watched this little squirrel in our yard, and the squirrel would go up and down the tree, and he would take these little leaves and go up and make a little nest for his babies. And you know, we just kind of sit there and watch it. And after a while, you know, revelation began to flow. You know, you can find revelation. You can find God in just about everything if you would just take the time to look. And so we watch this world. We sit there and watch it go up and down, up and down. He put so many leaves in his mouth until he had so many he couldn't take anymore. And he run up the tree, and we noticed he was doing something. I'm like, what is he doing? We found out he was making a little nest to put his children in. And God said, if I can take care of the squirrel, I wish I had some help in here.
Come on.
If I could take care of the squirrel,
no,
who neither reaps, nor sows, nor plant seeds, or do any of that,
come on.
Surely.
Come on. Sure.
I can take care of you.
That's right.
So you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay your rent, how you're going to take care of this, how you're going to do that. You don't have to compromise yourself to get your bills paid. Think about the swirl. If he'll take care of the swirl, he'll take care of you.
Right.
But that ain't our message tonight. I just want to throw that in for free for somebody. Somebody need to hear that tonight. You go ahead and call somebody, call a neighbor, call a friend. Amen.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and get into the word. Prayer has already gone forth. We're not going to be religious tonight. We're just going to give you the word in Jesus' name. We're going to John the 9th chapter. I don't really like mysteries. But I like comedy. You know, when I watch TV or movies or whatever, it's going to be a comedy. It's probably not going to be a mystery movie. But this one here is somewhat of a mystery. So we're going to call it Whodunit.
This is a whodunit.
This is a whodunit story. Whodunit. We're going to find out that question was asked several times for several reasons.
Uh-huh.
Whodunit. And perhaps you'll learn something tonight. Let's go. John, the 9th chapter.
And as Jesus passed by.
Verse 1. Amen.
Mm-hmm. He saw a man which was blind from his birth.
Which was blind from his birth. Y'all got to check this out now. Y'all got to listen to this.
Come on.
This man was blind from his birth.
So listen to the question.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents?
Who done it?
That he was born blind.
They want to know who done it.
Mm.
Who done it? The reason why this man was born this way.
Yeah.
Did he sin? Now, come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Help me out here. Y'all know that. Pastor, tell him what you was thinking.
I mean,
beforehand.
I'm thinking it said that you got to listen to this. Sometimes we read, but I don't know if we read. He said that as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
Mm-hmm.
Circle that. Birth.
Mm-hmm.
That means when he was born blind.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin?
Who done it?
Who done it? This man or his parents that he was born blind? Now, if he was born blind,
could he really have done it?
When did he have an opportunity to sin?
Really?
Except he did it in the womb.
I said, unless somehow he stuck his finger in both eyes.
Come on now.
In the womb.
Mm.
And I don't know. You know, we just playing with it.
I mean, but it's
who
it.
Done it?
Who done it?
We
want
to know who done it. The disciples want to know who done it. Who done it? Did he do it? Or maybe perhaps by this time he was a man old enough, because we'll read on and we'll find that he was of age that they could ask him questions himself. You know, I don't like prophesying to children who are not a certain age. I said, where's your mom? Where's your dad? Where's your grandma? Whoever. Who did you come with? I said, because I don't want nothing going out saying I said nothing. I want a witness. So perhaps he was of age, you know. That they didn't know, perhaps.
Mm.
That's my thinking. That's my train of thought, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they didn't know, the disciples didn't know that he was born this way from the birth, because they wanted to know who sinned. Did this man sin?
Or his parents.
Yeah, because by this time he was a man. He wasn't a baby anymore.
Mm.
When the disciples found him, he was a man.
Uh-huh.
They want to know who done it. Did he do it? Did somehow he do something, or did his parents do it?
And here comes the answer.
So wait.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go one, I want to stop right there, because you know we can as parents do things to cause sin and curses to come upon our children.
All right.
Ask me how I know.
Come on.
When Jesus was crucified, Paul said, I find no fault in this man.
Uh-huh.
He says, okay, you know, but, you know, this time of the year, it was customary that they would let one of the men go, one of the prisoners go. He said, which one? Y'all want to let Barabbas go, or y'all want to let Jesus go? And him thinking that, you know, this man ain't did nothing. Look, last week y'all was crying, Hosanna, blessed is the King.
All right.
What y'all going to say today? Y'all trying to crucify this man. Hold up. We can let one of them go. So they said, let Barabbas go.
Uh-huh.
And crucify Jesus.
Come on.
He was like, what?
Come on, man.
And they said, Let the sin be upon our children. Let the sin be upon us and our children, children, children.
Mm,
so these children suffer for something their parents did.
At the hands of their parents.
So that's probably why the disciples thought maybe the parents did something. You know, maybe they was, you know, doing some drugs. They was hitting something. They was, you know, smoking a little hemp. You know, maybe they were doing a little something, something on the side, and maybe he was born that way, or they caused him to be born that way.
And that's why sometimes children do things that, you know, because by this time the parents done got their life together.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to think, "What? How did this child turn out that way?" Because, you know, their parents seem to be living such an upstanding life.
Yes.
But what they don't know is
once upon a time,
if walls could talk,
Jesus.
Good God Almighty, that they didn't live this straight-laced
right,
life.
Right, right.
Come on. They had sin all about.
Their children have
got to pay for that. See, that's why it's important that we as adults mind out how we live, because if we're not careful, if we don't have faced calamity at our hands, our children might.
You
love your children tonight?
And a lot of times we do things that we know are wrong.
All right.
And we don't reap no repercussions for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think we got away with it.
Mm.
But if we just wait a little while longer, we'll watch that same thing happen to our children.
That's right.
And we'll be like, oh, my God.
Mm. My mama.
I thought I got away with it. Yes, God will forgive you.
That's right.
But you got to pay the penalty for what you did.
That's a price to be paid.
The wages of sin is death.
That's right.
You're going to see that thing again.
Mm.
Maybe somebody needs to know tonight that if you sin, you're going to see it again.
Mm. My God.
So we have to mind out what we do. Because even though it might not come back in your life, you have children. Our grandchildren, you have sisters and brothers, you have a mother.
Mm.
I never forget this mother, this young lady. She was at a store I work with, and she would treat this older lady so bad. And I said, you know, you have a mother that works. Why would you do her like that? That's just not cool. And on the days I would work, she wouldn't treat her that way because she didn't want to hit my mouth, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But on the days I was off, man, she treated her so bad. And then the same thing happened to her mother.
Mm.
And she came on to me, and she was so upset. And she was like, and they did this, and they did that, and they did this, and they did that. Well, how many know that wasn't the time for me to say, well, you know, you did that to the other lady, so that's what's coming back to you. That wasn't the time to say that. That wasn't the time.
All right.
That was the time to minister, pour in the oil and the wine and bring healing. That
compassion.
Was the time
compassion.
To do that,
yes.
To have some compassion.
Uh-huh.
But, that, you know, about a month later, I said, you know, sometimes we do things and we don't reap the repercussions of it.
Uh-huh.
But it comes back on us one way or another.
That's right.
And it came back on her another way. And she didn't understand it. But I think she got it. I bet you she won't do that no more.
Mm.
It taught me a nice, quick little lesson, too. You better watch out how you do, people, because it'll come back. It might not hit me, but I got a mother, I got sisters and brothers, I got a husband, I got children, got grandchildren. I don't want to hit them either, so mind out how you treat people.
Well, Prophetess, I remember back when I was a supervisor at this job I was on, and people, children would come through that I had to train, and I was like, my, these kids have no training at all. So I had to train them. I said, you know, and what I figured out, what God let me know, is that you're planting seeds. You're sowing seeds.
That's right.
Because your children is going to be of age to work after a while. And you're going to want somebody to have compassion for your children, you see. So I would make sure that I gave them all the compassion and all the attention that they needed, because I wanted that same thing rendered to my children.
Amen.
When they came through. So I just, see, so you got to know that you are sowing seed.
So that was just a pause. That was just a pause when we were talking about why the disciples said, did the man sin or the parent sin? Because sometimes parents can cause things to happen to their children,
right.
and the children don't even realize, look, mom and daddy did
that. They're paying for something that mom and daddy did. My
help us, Jesus, help us.
Mm.
Who done it? That's the name of the message tonight. Who done it?
Who done it?
You want to know, did the mom or the daddy do it, or did the man do it? Who done it?
Mm.
All right, verse 3. Uh-huh.
But Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Now, Jesus answered the question and said, nobody sinned.
Mm.
Who done it? Nobody.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't stop there.
The question,
the mystery, didn't stop there.
Uh-huh.
Even though he said nobody did it, the reason why it was done this way was so that the glory of God could be revealed, the works of God could be revealed, that miracles could be revealed,
uh-huh.
that God could show his power, however you want to look at it.
Okay.
That's the reason why this man was born that way.
This time.
Yes.
He said, because I must work the works of him, that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
Amen. Come on.
As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged?
Okay, now here we go again. Who done it? Is this the same man? Is this the same man that used to sit back and beg? Because by now he's a grown man. By now he's of age. He can talk for himself, speak for himself, and evidently he was begging for himself. And they said, is this the same man that was begging? What's up with that? Verse 9.
Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him, but he said, I am he.
Isn't that something? Some said, well, they look like him. Some said, well, I don't know. And he started telling them, no, it's me. I'm the one. I'm the one that was blind, but now I see. It's me. And they're still trying to figure out who done it.
You're just going to have folk that don't believe. And he went on to say, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open?
Who done it?
Mm.
Okay, if you're the same man that was blind from birth, and you're the same man that grew up and you were the beggar and you were sitting on the corner saying, help a brother out, and now you got your eyes open and you can see,
who done it? Who done it? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus.
We can start right there and close the book and keep it moving and say our benediction and go on.
Yes.
He said, a man that is called
Jesus.
He's able to do anything.
But fail. He said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight.
Now he's explained to them what happened. They asked again, well, then, if you're the same man, who done it? He said it was a man named Jesus. He gave me instruction, told me to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and I went and did that, and now I see, and that's who done it. It goes on to say,
and now we know that God hears not sinners.
All right. We still talking about who done it.
Okay, we went just a little.
Just a tad bit too far. All right. Who done it? We still trying to find out who done it. All right, here we go.
See, we have to understand that there's a reason why sometimes we end up in a situation thinking that, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. How did this thing come upon me? But listen to this.
They asked him who opened your eyes, who done it? If you're the same man, who done it?
And then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind.
Because see, that wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for them for this man to say Jesus did it. He made some spittle. He did some clay and told me to put it on my eyes and go wash, and I did so, and now I can see. That wasn't enough. They still wasn't.
They brought the Pharisees who didn't believe no way.
They didn't believe anything. That's why they were so fair, you see.
Right.
They didn't believe nothing.
They didn't believe
anything.
And it went on to say, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight.
Again,
they had to ask.
Who done it?
Still not convinced.
Who done it?
My God. He said unto them, he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God.
Ain't that something? That's not a hot mess.
Come on now. Because he keepeth not the Sabbath day.
Wait a minute. Now hold up. Wait a minute. There's another scripture that says that. Y'all a bunch of hypocrites. Y'all tripping. Now don't y'all let y'all horses, donkeys, puppies, cats, whatever, y'all let them out on the Sabbath, and y'all
feed them.
You let them go to the bathroom. You wash them. You give them water. Of course, that's work. So how is it I can't do it? How is it I can't heal on the Sabbath?
My. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them.
There was a division among them because they didn't realize who done it.
My. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet.
This man still is trying to explain who done it.
Who done it? My. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight.
Now, is this crazy or what?
Mm.
They didn't believe it. Now, this man is of age. They can ask him. He's telling them. He's explaining to them.
Uh-huh.
And they still did not believe. Still saying, who done it? He told them step by step who did it, what happened, how it happened,
come on,
all that. But the Jews didn't believe. They wanted to talk to the parents. They wanted to ask the parents what happened.
My God. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind.
Mm-hmm.
But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who has opened his eyes. We know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself.
Who done it? Who done it? The parents didn't even want to say because they were scared. Don't be scared to tell people that Jesus healed you. Don't be scared to tell people that you're saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Don't be scared to tell people that God touch your body. Don't be scared to tell people that God is your best friend. He's the lover of your soul. Don't be scared to tell people that he can be with you in a crowded room. There are a lot of people who tell me they're lonely in a crowded room, but if you let Jesus come in, he'll be with you, and none of those things will matter.
Yeah,
he could be for you everything you want him to be. He could be your healer, provider. He could be your peace. He could be your joy.
That's right.
He could be everything you want him to be. But they didn't believe it. They wanted to ask the parents. And his parents were scared because they thought the Jews were going to put them out. They didn't want to get put out. What you scared of?
My.
Well, amen. Some of y'all scared. Don't be scared. Don't
be scared. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue.
So they already knew the deal with the Jews. So the parents was like, you know what, we're not going to say nothing because he's of age and he can speak to himself. In other words, he's 21 and over or 18 and over, whatever. He can speak for himself. We ain't getting in this because we're not going to get put out.
Uh-huh.
And that is just about the craziest thing I ever heard of. Who done it? They know who done it.
Right.
I'm sure he came home and told his parents who done it.
That's right.
But they were afraid.
And it was noise to browse in the town.
Of course. It was noise about
it was
in
no
the town.
It was no secret.
Who done it. Everything. But yet and still, the parents said he's raised to go ask him.
Right.
Nobody wanted to say who done it.
Nobody
wanted to believe who done it.
Mm.
What do you do when nobody believes who done it?
Mm.
Do you stop talking about it?
Come on.
Do you not say it again? Do you not tell anybody? Some of us let people shut us up. You better stop shutting up and learn how to talk.
Prophetess, there's somebody on the line tonight that knows that that medication that you've been taking stopped working a long time ago.
Well,
And guess what? You've been healed a long time. You know that when you was taking the medication, it wasn't working. But then a man named Jesus came on the scene. Hallelujah. And he did you one better. He didn't even allow you to spit on the ground and put spittle in your eyes. But guess what? You can see tonight. Guess what? You can walk tonight. Somebody on the line can talk tonight.
Wait, Pastor, I felt something when you said you can walk tonight. There's somebody having a problem walking. I don't know what's going on with your legs or your muscles or whatever it is.
Mm.
But in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we release the anointing to your house.
Yes.
We release the anointing to bring strength into your legs, ankle bones.
Yes.
That you will walk again.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
My
and
God.
We command that thing that's trying to latch itself
my
to
God.
You and cause you not to walk. We
loose
command that thing
free.
To come off of you
in the name of Jesus. Yes,
and
Lord.
Now, Lord, we thank you for moving.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Woo, you ought to get up and do something you couldn't do. Try to get up by yourself now. If you're afraid, if you're scared, say, come on, tell you somebody in the house, come on, stand by me. You know, just in case. Jesus ain't got no problem with that.
Come on,
stand by me. But, baby, you're going to be able to walk.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're going to keep on walking. And you're going to keep on walking.
All right.
And you're not going back to that chair. You're going to keep on walking.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to keep on walking.
Hallelujah.
I dare you to get up out of that chair.
Yes.
You're going to keep on walking.
Come on, by faith.
You're going to keep on walking.
By faith.
You're going to keep on walking.
Hallelujah.
There's an anointing flowing.
Yes.
To
Lord.
Touch your legs.
Touch
and
now,
touch your ankles and touch your feet. And you're going to begin to walk again.
Give
I don't know what
Lord.
The doctor
said.
I don't know what the prognosis was, the
my
diagnosis
God.
Was, but you will be able to walk again if you believe.
My
if you would
God.
Just get up and try
Hallelujah.
Something you couldn't do before, you'll find out that you can walk
just
again.
We got to go.
We got to get out of here. Let's finish it. But I just need to stop right there because that was just something hit me in my spirit, and I just had
my
to
God.
Tell it. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I had to tell it.
Somebody
needs to hear that.
Yes.
Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen.
Who done it?
Who done it? Jesus.
Jesus. Verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner.
Now they're trying to trip the man up. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us, Father. Lord, help us. Who done it? He done told them that Jesus did it, explained it to them. They still don't want to believe. Now they're trying to trip the man up, trying to get him confused.
He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
And we're running out of time.
Hallelujah.
Well, he said, I don't know. I was blind, but now I see. Who done it? I done tried to tell y'all. Y'all don't want to hear
Jesus
it.
Jesus did it.
Jesus did it. And he can do it for you.
My
if
God.
You having a problem, if you can't see, if there's a problem with your eyes, glaucoma, whatever, put your hands on your eyes. If there's things in your life that
Hallelujah.
You can see, and things that are going forward in 2016 you want to see, put your hands on your eyes real quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak sight to these eyes right now in the name of Jesus.
Open those
we
eyes.
We speak
oh
natural sight
Hallelujah.
And spiritual sight in the name of Jesus.
Touch that now in the name of Jesus.
farther than they ever seen before in the name of Jesus. And nothing by any means will surprise them because they were already
seeing. We give you praise.
Open up their eyes even now
Open
in the name
now.
Of Jesus.
Loose
and
them,
let
them go
see.
Free.
Let them
Jesus
see
name.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So the story was who done it?
Jesus
done it. If you've never made Jesus Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. Come on, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I believe that you live and died and rose again just for me.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, I thank you for saving me. If you said that prayer, I want you to get your Bible and begin to read your Bible so you can find out more about this man named Jesus.
Yes.
And then find you a Bible-believing church and or ministry.
Yes.
Hey, hook up with us. We can show you how to do it, too.
Yes.
Get in a ministry where people are talking about Jesus so that you can grow and grow and tell somebody else who done it.
My God.
Tell somebody else who got you off of drugs and who got you off of alcohol.
All right. All
right. Who got you out of that wheelchair and made you walk.
Thank
Somebody's
you.
Walking right now. I wish you would.
Hallelujah.
Walk at me and we can give
thank
us a testimony
Jesus.
or inbox me and I'll make
Receive.
Sure you get in next
Receive.
Week.
Receive.
Amen. And give the testimony.
Yeah.
But we got to get out of here. Our time is up. God bless you. We love you.
God bless
you.
You
want to know who done it?
Jesus.
And
Hallelujah.
He's still doing miracles today. God bless you. We'll see you back here next week, same place, same time. Remember our shows real quickly. Our Saturday show at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Man, she had a powerful prayer last week. It was
My
just
God.
Off the
Hallelujah.
Chain. If you missed it, you can
Amazing.
Go back and listen to it on
Absolutely.
Demand. You can go back and listen to it. Faith Coming by Hearing Ministries at 2 p.m. Pacific. And then on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power with Prophet Williams from the Prophetic Corner.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we have Minister Elaine Jackson, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry at 5:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. Go and be a part of what God is doing.
Yeah.
And then we're going to train some more people this year. So if you've been called to the ministry and you know God has called you, you need some training, hook up with us. Either inbox Pastor or inbox me, and we're going to get some training for some folks and get some folks
moving.
We're
going to license some people.
We're going to license some people, amen, and we're going to get you busy. You're not going to have an excuse why you're not doing what God called you to do.
Right.
So with all that being said, I know we said it kind of fast, but you can go back and listen to it because it's being recorded. Who done it?
Jesus.
We out of here.
God
Our
bless.
Time is up. God bless you. We love you to life. Amen.
God bless.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.